What's News? I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Social Security recipients will be getting a big cost of living adjustment for next year. We'll get details in just a moment. First, these top headlines. We're keeping an eye on U.S. stock markets, which tumbled Wednesday after bond yields continued climbing. The worst of the selling was concentrated in technology stocks, which had been the market's strongest performers. The U.S. sell-off rippled overseas, with Far East markets particularly hard hit. Check back at our website, WSJ.com, and at WSJ Podcasts for market updates. The remnants of Hurricane Michael plowed through the southeast Thursday after killing at least two people, demolishing homes, and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people as it tore through the Florida Panhandle in Georgia. Michael was a tropical storm as it crossed South Carolina, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm hit the Florida coastline near Mexico Beach on Wednesday as a Category 4 hurricane, the strongest to hit the Panhandle in 167 years of record keeping, and one of the most intense to ever make landfall in the U.S. WSJ.com has all the latest details on the track of Hurricane Michael, along with search, rescue, and recovery efforts in the affected regions. Another setback for the slumping housing market. Mortgage rates hit their highest level in more than 7 years this week, something that could deter many would-be home buyers. The average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 4.9%, up from 4.71%, and the largest weekly jump in about 2 years. That's according to data released Thursday by mortgage finance giant Freddie Mac. The Wall Street Journal says public companies won't get a break from quarterly earnings reporting in the near term, an idea that President Trump asked U.S. regulators to study. The Securities and Exchange Commission may weigh the idea of moving to six-month reporting for smaller firms, but SEC Chairman Jay Clayton says he doubts that quarterly reporting is going to change for the biggest companies anytime soon. In August, Mr. Trump asked regulators to review the decades-old requirement that public companies release earnings quarterly, a change some executives support to promote longer-term planning, but some investors worry such a move could reduce transparency into corporate performance. Coming up, a big cost-of-living increase for Social Security recipients. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Good news for seniors and other Americans who receive Social Security benefits. They're going to get a big increase in their benefits next January. It would be the largest cost of living adjustment in quite some time. Here with more on this is Eric Morath, labor and economics policy reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He joins us from Washington. Eric, how big is the 2019 increase for Social Security benefits?
So there'll be a 2.8% increase for beneficiaries in January. So for the average retiree, that's about $40 more a month in their monthly benefit payment.
And the maximum amount of earnings subject to the Social Security tax is also going up. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's going to go up, a few thousand dollars. It's a few thousand dollars more of income subject to tax. Significant on the margins, but we are talking about higher income households that would be subject to the additional taxes.
This COLA increase, this 2.8% increase, this is the biggest since 2012?
Yeah, that's right. And that more broadly reflects that inflation had been pretty tame during most of those years in between. Now we're seeing consumer prices rise. And so based on a formula, the Social Security Administration is lifting the amount of benefits paid monthly to reflect the higher cost of living.
What was the increase for 2018? It was considerably smaller.
2018 was 2%, so not a lot smaller, but in 2016, there was no increase, and in 2017, it was just a 0.3% increase, so nearly flat. So we had 2 years of almost no increase last year, 2%, and now the largest increase we've seen since 2012.
And both the gauges, I guess, that determine the cost of living adjustments, they show that we're facing higher costs than a year ago?
Yeah, various different inflation gauges are showing higher costs. The particular gauge that's used for Social Security is not one of the ones we cover every month, but it generally tracks the same. So, but here's what's interesting. The prices that consumers face that, you know, go to work every day might be a little different than what people who are retirees face, particularly when you think about gasoline prices. Consumers that or workers that commute to their jobs have to fill up their gas tanks, and retirees may or may not use as much gas. And if they don't use as much gas, they're not feeling the primary driver of inflation over the past year. So this 2.8% increase could actually feel a little bit more hefty for those consumers.
But I wonder, Eric, even when the annual COLAs are sizable, aren't there criticisms that the adjustments don't keep up with a real rise in inflation?
Everyone always thinks their costs are rising more rapidly. But what's interesting is one of the big drivers of increased cost for seniors had been healthcare costs. But the data shows us that healthcare costs are rising at a slower rate than they had as recently as 2016. And some preliminary data from the government shows that Medicare expenses should be really a very slight increase this next year. So you'll actually get to keep this increase.
So this is welcome news.
I think so. I mean, of course, I'm sure many people will want a lot more than $40 in their monthly benefits. But, you know, it's certainly not like in recent years where there's either been no increase or almost all your increase immediately went to medical bills.
Eric Morath, labor and economics policy reporter for The Wall Street Journal, joining us from Washington. Thanks, Eric.
Sure. Happy to join you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner from The Wall Street Journal.